The latest from podnews.net. How long should a podcast be? We look at advice from around the web and give some advice of our own. You'll find it linked from the latest newsletter at podnews.net. Also, the differences between podcasts and radio, explored in a session in the recent Radio Alive conference in Melbourne in Australia. Here's Grant Tothill from Podcast One Australia on what they don't want.
The truth of the matter is we're after evergreen content. If we have a look at commercial capacity, basically the time-sensitive stuff doesn't have a long shelf life. And when you're trying to go and commercialise it over a period of time, that evergreen content becomes far more valuable from a commercial point of view than topical podcasting. So we let the radio guys do what they're brilliant at, and then we concentrate more on the evergreen stuff.
The Reaper blog reviews Loopback 2 audio software for Mac OS from Rogue Amoeba that routes audio without the need for a hardware mixer. Apple Insider also calls it a must-have tool. We'll link to how to be the world's greatest podcast sponsor from one of the hosts of The Marketing Podcast. The Financial Times posts podcasts when brevity is best, which is actually a review for 10 Things That Scare Me, which we covered at launch. How do you find decent podcasts to listen to? The podcast host is running a podcast discoverability survey. You'll find that at thepodcasthost.com. You can take part, but more importantly, you should tell normal people to take part too. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.